Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sacred Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. Packed show as always. But the packed show is going to be the live Juicy Scoop happening March 27th. You guys, I'm coming to Southern California. I'm doing stand-up shows with Justin Martindale. This is all available at heathermcdonald.net. If you want to come to the stand-up shows, if you want to come to the live Super Juicy Scoop, which is Sunday, March 27th in Southern California, with Chris Frangiola, Sarah Colonna, Justin Martindale, and Spencer Pratt, you can do that. Or if you'd like to watch that amazing event after, we are doing a opportunity for you guys to watch it within 5 days of when you purchase it. It's all available at heathermcdonald.net. That's where you get everything. Also, join Patreon. There's a special discount for my Patreon peeps, too. And that is all at heathermcdonald.net. Okay, The Bachelor with Clayton. I haven't really covered The Bachelor this whole season, but the last few episodes, I was getting wind that it was getting crazy juicy, and I caught up, and it concluded last night. So Clayton's a tall drink of water. He's very all-American, and it came down to three girls. And these three girls, it was Gabby. Oh, shit, I forgot the other blonde's name. Look it up. Gabby's the brunette, another cute blonde. And then Susie. And basically, you know how the show works. These girls know how the show works. They've been watching it since they were in preschool. Okay? That's how long the show has been around. Now, as you know, Rachel's the other blonde. As you know, the former host of The Bachelor, what's his name? Chris Harrison is no longer the host of The Bachelor. They got this other former bachelor named Jesse. It was very confusing because Jesse and Clayton look exactly alike. I think they both played football in college or like 1 year professionally. I don't know. But they're both tall. They both have the same coloring. They looked so much alike. At certain times, I was like confused. Anyway, so it's down to the three girls. And so let's do fantasy suites. Each girl jumps, does the toddler jump on top of them. They do some dumb thing in Iceland, which I have no desire to ever go to. No offense to Iceland, but I don't really think it shows them all. I've seen the Real Housewives of OC go to Iceland, and I've seen the Bachelor guy go to Iceland. It's just not on my bucket list. Iceland people don't scream at me. Make it worth my while. Okay, anyway, so the first one is Rachel, blonde Rachel, jumps on a toddler. They do some activity and they fully bone. Good. The next day, she says from the balcony, "I love you, Clayton." And he goes, "I love you too, Rachel." Next day, he picks up brunette Gabby. Gabby has a voice like this and she's very, takes her time in talking to Clayton and anybody else that's speaking to her. Okay, she's really cute and nice. Both have great bodies. She hops on him, does a toddler jump, do some dumb activity in Iceland, bone. As he's leaving her, he says, "I'm falling in love with you, Gabby, and it feels so good." "I love you too," she yells back. Then he goes and picks up Susie. And they're having their dinner, and she basically says, "If you slept with either one of those girls, I'm done. I don't want anything to do with you." He's like, "What? You've been watching the show since preschool. What do you think we did on our fantasy dates? Like hold hands, do Scrabble? What the hell?" So he's like, "Wait, stop. And she starts doing this thing, which when I watched it, I was like, girls do this. It's the manipulating girlfriend thing where, you know, they just wake up and they're like, "You know what? I'm going to fuck with my boyfriend today. I'm going to make him think that I'm going to break up with him. I'm going to run out of the party. I want him to chase me. I have no intention of breaking up with him, but I just want to fuck with him so much that I know how much he really likes me." So she starts to play that game. He's like, I don't know what to do. They walk out from the fake food, okay? And he walks out, and he's like, I don't know what to do. Jesse shows up. Jesse's went to the hosting school that everybody on The Bachelor went to, where they just have to hold their hands like this, like just like a little triangle, because they don't know what to do with their hands. And he's like, wow, Clayton, this is something intense. I know how much you care for Susie. And Clayton's like, I don't know what to do. I mean, she's... How could she not have told me this before? Like, if she would have told me before, I wouldn't have slept with him because I love her the most. Like, I love the other girls, but, like, she's, like, my favorite love. She's the Robin of the sister wife situation, okay? So then all of a sudden he just snaps and he comes back and she's like, I don't know. He goes, no, like, I'm done. I don't need to talk to you anymore. She's like, what? He's like, bye-bye. Bye. We're done. Like, you're not for me. You tried to mind screw me. And she's like, oh, wait, like, again, like, I was just kind of screwing with you. I didn't really want it to be over. He's like, see ya. She gets in the car. He's like, oh. The next day is all sad. He's like, I'm just going to be totally transparent with the two other girls. So Gabby and Rachel show up looking great. And they're in this big, like, vacuous kind of a building, which was absolutely genius of the producers for a reason. I'm going to tell you. So they come up. He's like, so girls, I want to tell you, I told you both that I love you. I also slept with you both, but I also told Susie that, and that's why she's not here, because she didn't want anything to do with me once after I slept with both of you. But I just wanted to be honest. The two girls are like, what? They go separate ways. This blonde one, Rachel, goes downstairs and is just wailing like you've never heard anyone wail. And it's just echoing throughout the whole building. Gabby runs off and she's just like, I don't know. I don't want to be loved the most. I want to be loved, just loved. It's not a measuring cup. I'm not 3/4 and Susie's 4/4. And I mean, I'm making that part up. But anyway, she's just basically saying, I don't want the love to be measured. So, okay, fine. Now let's do the rose ceremony. So they're standing there. He gives it to Rachel. She takes it. Gabby goes, I can't take it. Can you walk me out? Okay. Now Rachel's like, what? Wait a minute. I'm last one standing. I don't know if I should be happy, but I also feel weird because I wanted to be chosen. I didn't want to be like the last one available. Like, I don't even know what to do. He convinces her. Now she comes back. Gabby says to Rachel, sorry, I'm back. She's like, no, I'm glad you're back. Like, I don't even know what we're doing here. So they both take their roses and then they go. Now they meet the parents, the most normal all-American family, two little Clayton brothers, mom and dad still married, come in. They like each girl. He tells them the whole story. They're like, okay. The two girls leave. They're like, they're both great. Gabby, Rachel, like great daughter-in-laws. And he goes, but you know what? I still really love Susie the most. They're like, the girl that said she didn't want to be with you because you slept with the other two? He's like, yeah. Who could that be? Jesse, with his hands like this. Hi, parents. Hi, little Clayton brothers. Well, I got some news for you. Wonder what it could be. Yeah, Susie missed her flight. She's still here in Iceland. So if you'd like to talk to her, okay. He goes and sees Susie. She's makeup perfect ready. Jesse, what are you doing? Would you like to talk to Clayton? I guess I'd like to have some closure. She goes, meets the parents. Hi. The dad's like, would you like to take her off your coat? She's like, no, I just want to talk to Clayton, parents. They're like, all right. So she goes off, talks to Clayton, and is all, I don't know how I feel, but whatever. But if you want me, like, I think you know what you have to do. Jesse says to him, what are you going to do? I'm going to go to the two other girls and break up with them right now. He does a group breakup, okay? I've heard of group dates. This was a group breakup. The two girls, Gabby and Rachel, are sitting there. And he's like, so Susie is still here. And I've decided, like, that's who I really want to be with. And I'm so sorry that I told you that I love you. And I'm so sorry that I slept with you. And they're just both crying. And he goes off. He does another separate mini breakup with each. Gabby's like, done. He walks Rachel to the car. She's like, I can't believe. And she's crying so bad. And there's like a lash that fell off that stuck right here. She looks like she's a gang member who killed someone. It's just like a little black tear. And no producer's like going, hey, girl. No one's doing that. They're like, let that tear sit there. and let that lash just hang. And so she's like, I can't believe you're putting me in this car right now. You're going to regret breaking up with me. You're going to regret it, Clayton. And she goes in the car. And now it's time. He has the ring for Susie. And she comes out and he's like, I'm so serious. But he's not asking her to marry him. He has the Neil Lane ring, but he's saying, can we continue our relationship? Like, clearly we're not ready for engagement. She's like, no, you know what? I am done. I'm done with you. I'm done with Iceland. I wish I left 2 days ago, but whatever. I'm leaving. So she leaves. He's like, okay. They make him stand out in the rain. Okay. He's like in the rain as the last car goes. Jesse comes back to the live audience and he's like, wow. He's got the hands going. We've never had a bachelor leave with no one. We've never had the bachelor stand alone. Or was he alone? Commercial break. He comes back. Well, he is with someone. Someone slid into his DMs after he got back from Iceland. Who could it be? And they just show this girl's shoes walking back and forth. Pops out, it's Susie. We decided to make it work. He's moving to Virginia. We're in love. And People has the exclusive. They went to some house in Valley Village, it looks like, and they just took all these photos, him giving her flowers, them hugging, doing really natural things like pillow fights. Doesn't that always happen when you and your boyfriend move in together? Aren't you like, you know what would be fun? Let's have a pillow fight where you whack me in the head and the feathers go everywhere. Who the fuck is going to pick that up? And they're standing on the bed as if they're ever going to stand and jump on a bed. They only do that in reality shows. And he said, we haven't set a timeline for ourselves. We haven't talked about engagement, but we're having fun getting to know each other. And then he says, we're neither team Clayton or Susie. We're just team Clacy. So this asshole already named themselves like, you know, J-Rod or Bennifer or whatever, or Pether, which is Peter and Heather. He already named themselves. This couple is on the Instagram, like they are in it together. They are like, we are going to make this work and get the most out of it as possible. So who's the bachelorette? Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Gabby or is it going to be Rachel? Well, I predicted this weeks ago. Of course, you guessed it. Well, you watched it because it's out. We're going to have both of you guys. What? Nothing brings two girls closer together than two girls that have screwed the same guy who they now both hate. It's a bond that is like no other. I mean, if you want your best friend to be someone that you both screwed a guy who broke your heart. It is like you're going to have this bond in common. And they're like, that's great. And so this way, they've done this once before, which was awful, where they had the guys choose which bachelor they wanted to pursue. This is, they get to go the whole way to the end and pick their guys. Now, maybe there'll be a point where they like the same guy. I don't think so. I think these girls are smart. I think they're true friends. I think they're calculating. And I think they're like, you want that one, you don't. You know what? They thought of this idea because Joe Millionaire, which I just watched on Fox, was two guys. One was rich, one was not. And they got to date a group of people and a group of girls. And they were like, there's a chance you guys both might like the same girl. No, these guys fell in love with each other in a platonic way. They were best friends. They were brothers. It wasn't even about the girls. It was about them succeeding as being the stars of the show. The same thing is going to happen here. Unfortunately, these girls are not going to turn on each other. They're not going to fall for the same guy. They're going to have fun. That's my prediction. Just like Joe Millionaire, neither guy really acted like, really cared, was bummed. Neither guy really liked the same girl. And I found it in Joe Millionaire. Nobody watched the show. But the rich guy, who was the farmer, is still with his girlfriend. And the other one, who was hot and not as rich, he got with his girl. They didn't get engaged. His promise rings. They broke up a month later. So I just wanted you guys to know that. Okay. This was interesting. Jake Paul. That is the huge YouTube sensation. He does these like boxing events. He's got a brother, Logan Paul. They're just like these crazy brothers. He tweeted, my official at Most V Promotions offers for Kanye West and Pete Davidson. I have a $30 million guarantee for Kanye and a $30 million guarantee for Pete. Money will be put in an escrow account before six rounds of a boxing match. Listen, I don't think this is going to happen, but it's freaking genius, even as a PR stunt. But I truly believe that this guy has the money to pay them each $30 million for a $60 million event plus. And if they really did box each other, I think that it would really incur that much money. I mean, people are so invested in their weird fight. So there you go. Then I watched the Caller Daddy podcast where she called Alex Cooper, called Anna Delvey from the OC ICE prison. And she was supposed to be off to Germany. Then she's not. I don't know where she is. It's changing every day. Can you see? Like, is she still in the prison? She has the glasses. And, you know, I've seen a lot of jailhouse interviews. You know, I've watched a million Datelines. And I've, you know, oftentimes when someone's in prison, you're like, oh, now I get to see the real woman, not the way the prosecutor presented her or whatever crime she did. Anna Delvey is just as much of a sociopath, asshole, clueless, selfish, awful person that has been portrayed in every documentary, book, and of course the Netflix special. She's so frustrating. I mean, this interview, by the way, she's going to start a podcast. Do you imagine listening to that voice every day with her interviewing people? Basically, the main part of it is Alex says, do you feel badly at all, you know, about constantly saying that you intended to pay people back, but you never did because you were lying about all the money that you had and it was never coming? And she's like, no, I mean, there's so many people that have done worse things. Haha. Like, what are you saying? That you, I feel like, honestly, if she had murdered a person, she'd be like, there was only one person. There's so many other people that have murdered multiple people. I don't get it. Then she says, well, what was it like living in a hotel? I mean, people must have thought you were wealthy if you could spend $63,000 living in a hotel. There's so many people that are rich in New York that live in even nicer hotel rooms than I did. What does it matter? You know, and I was always traveling and I didn't want to, you know, put down or be committed to an apartment when I could just live in a hotel. And Alex is like, well, probably because you had no money. Like, it'd be hard with, like, you know, getting an apartment when you're like full of shit is what I'm thinking. She's like, well, you know, people, it's none of their business where I get my money. And then she's like, do you feel bad about the other girl, Rachel, who you stiffed on this trip and left her with, you know, a $70,000 bill? Well, you know, I said I'd pay her back when the Anna Delvey Foundation really took off. But I knew if I told her the truth, then that would be, you know, admitting that it's never going to happen. Like, and then she's like, and Rachel's doing fine. Yeah, it all worked out. Years later, she got a book deal. She's living okay. She still got fired from her job. She still had the stress of knowing that you were or were not going to pay her, running her around, meeting her at places, not showing up. It's like, just because 3 years later after a horrible situation happened and you're doing okay, that doesn't erase the horrible situation and the anxiety that you put her through. Oh my God, this girl is the worst. And now, you guys, more with hot, juicy topics with the hilarious and the Juicy Scoop favorites, Julie and Brandy. Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have the comedic duo of Brandy and Julie. Okay, Justin Bieber, speaking of wonderful husbands whose wives have had head injuries, I can relate. Justin Bieber never left Haley's side when she suffered a blood clot in her brain. I can say that that absolutely wasn't the case with my husband. He never even came.
What do you mean? He didn't come bring you anything?
He didn't come to Arizona.
Oh.
Let alone not leave my side.
He didn't bring you a warm towel?
No.
So what did he do? Just call? He texted?
Are you okay?
He was texting, he was calling, you know, I mean, we had some conversations.
And what were you like, Peter?
No, I mean, at one point he was just like giving me too much information. And then I was like, I mean, I do love being like, I have a head injury. Like, I just need to lay down. But anyway, she seems to be fine. He's the greatest husband ever.
Do we have a theory on how this, because of course, anyone who's into problematic dieting, as we are, wondered, how did this blood clot come about? I mean,
now there's also quite there young. Was also hints on the news that it was a stroke brought on by, which could be drug use, diet, you know, eating disorder, whatever. We don't know.
Here's the thing. As someone that collapsed on stage in which really nothing is wrong with me, I now don't want to speculate the way I normally would.
Right.
Because I really don't know.
Because it wasn't the vaccination.
It could have been the shingles vax. It could have been the booster shit vax.
Right.
It could have been the flu vax. It could have been the two vaxes before that. It could have been that I had half of a Red Bull. It could have been that I was in Arizona. It could have been that I was walking. I don't know.
Walking.
You know
what?
I don't know.
What would the tea would be if Hailey Bieber was double vaxxed and boosted? That's what we need.
Yes.
That's what we need so that none of us have to get the booster.
I wonder if she's getting the same comments.
Yeah.
I just heard there's a new variant coming around that gives you blisters. Anyway, how
and it's
fun.
Called, get out like, of here. CO2.org.
I don't know. The maintenance guy told me.
Blisters? Blisters.
I did. I said, oh, it's so nice to see you smiling without your mask. And he goes, didn't you hear about the latest variant? Gives you blisters like shingles. And I said, well, I have had the shingles shot. Would that help with the new variant? Who knows?
Blisters.
Does he mean herpes?
He was yeah, like, Heather said it's so
I'm
nice.
I'm not
to
taking
see-
my mask off because of the variant.
Let's talk about. Some world has been rocked. According to The Sun.
So sad.
But I do believe it's true for numerous reasons. Katie and Tom. Which one is he? Tom
Schwartz.
Tom Schwartz, who have been together for like 12 years, married for, I don't know, five, are breaking up.
I found this hard to believe. I was like, are they generating storylines here? Is she, because she has a podcast, maybe like, because I mean, they've been together for so long. Online everywhere, it's like married for 12 years. And I'm like, I object, Your Honor. They have not been married for 12 years.
Right.
I think they've been married
been together for like 12.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
there
know.
There was hints a few weeks ago. She wrote a cryptic, I love cryptic posts. She wrote a cryptic post about like liking or reposting something Kim Kardashian said about her divorce. And there were some rumblings of people being like in my group, just skip obsessed, like, what does this mean? And so I posted it and then I investigated and nobody ever wrote more about it, but I was convinced that they were having some issues. Then I went to Lala's birthday party for Ocean on the weekend and I, feeling like I knew the truth, but I wasn't going to tell anything to Katie. Katie and Tom are both there.
Oh.
And you would never know. They're all friends. Everybody was there. Like Raquel was there, but without DJ James Kennedy because they're broken up. Stassi was there with her husband, Bo, and their baby. It was at Jackson Brittany's house. So their baby was there. What other baby was there? Sheena's baby was there. Sheena
Summer.
And Brock were there together. So, and everybody's all friendly and lovely. And
how
like,
cute are all the babies?
All the babies are super cute. It was just, you know, and then there were a couple other like random babies that were invited.
There were some ugly babies.
Randoms.
But those cute ones.
Oh, Teddy, Mel, and Camp Cam, because she's got a 2-year-old.
Oh, wow.
So she was there with her kids. And it was super cute. But I said to Katie, who, by the way, I just think is just so pretty. She's such a pretty face. And she's like a bob, like a very severe, like cool looking bob. And I said, do you guys know if the show is coming back? And she's like, no. And I go, well, I really think it would be a very interesting season. Obviously, so many lives have changed, you know, with Lala and Raquel. And then she went like, that to say the least is what she said. So I didn't push it. She didn't say anything. But then this came out. Well. And I do think I definitely want them to continue filming. And I would like to see what the action is and what it is about. I think that there, whatever the breakup will be, I think is, to my, it's my guess. I don't think it will be ugly. But a lot of things that don't start out ugly, like, oh, we just are so mature, we both want this break, then down the road isn't right. as pleasant. Not that I'm looking for it to be unpleasant, but, right. you know, if anybody was going to have a pleasant break, I think maybe they could accomplish it because they're just both, especially he just seems like really chill and mellow. But
yeah.
there's a businesses and there's money and there's a house involved. And then that's when it stops being super pleasant.
Well, I mean, we hosted that after show. And yeah. At that time, they were like kind of rocky.
Yeah.
Their storyline that season was like. Their sex life.
Oh, yes.
They would go for long periods where they didn't have sex, and then they would like...
And it wasn't because she had a long period. They were just right. going a really right. long period of time.
And okay. then they would have sex for like 3 days straight.
Oh.
Like just shut the door and just go and then get all kinky on it.
Oh.
Which was, you know,
refreshing. That's kind of hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah.
The thing I think is that they're on the show together. The difference, like, because I know him as Randy, but Randall Emmett, he's not.
Wait, hold on. Who's ever called Randall Randy?
My best friend was his assistant for years, and we called him Randy then.
Oh, that's something I never knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's yeah, Randy. I mean, I don't even know if he's still like partners with George, and they it was when he was in a film company with this guy, George.
Oh, okay.
He won't be on the show, so it'll be easier, right, for Lala to be like... The thing is, they're on the show together. And Katie has a super strong personality. We like her a lot. She's fun. Yeah. We've, like, partied with them, and it's great. The second Tom starts casually dating someone, she is going to rip his fucking eyes out. And you know what? Good. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, because he's going to just be like, ho-hum, what? He's like an aw shucks kind of guy. And
yes.
And we knew him before we ever hosted that. So he was the only one we knew. He's a really, really sweet guy. But he is the kind of guy that's going to accidentally just start casually seeing someone. And then, yeah, he's going to get punched in the dick.
Let me just tell you something. I talked to him at the party. And he is so good looking. Oh. And he's tall. And I was like standing next to him because I'm tall. And
you were
he's
like,
so, he's
me,
always so sweet. He's always like, how are you doing? And I'm like, how's the bar coming? What's going on? And he's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's coming along. But construction wise, like we had to wait for this window permit for so long. And he's like talking about it. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of girls that are going to be happy mm-hmm. to see that this guy is single. But on the other hand, like I said, she's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Like her face is, I mean, and yeah, so we'll see. I mean, if they really are ending it, or maybe they'll take a break and get back together, but it's best that they do it before they go the next step of having kids. So if it's like, you know, they're just not feeling it anymore. I don't know. It's weird.
Were Tom and Ariana there? Tom Sandoval?
No. Tom Sandoval had a show. You know, he sings with like a cover band and he had a show in New York that Raquel and Sheena were going to go to, and their flights were canceled because I guess of weather, so they didn't, so then they came to the party.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
all the guys on that show are good looking, or I mean
yeah,
were on that show. That was the Vanderpump thing, is that they were all good looking, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
in the days of old, as like a classic soap opera.
Right.
Now we're getting more into like, well, it's okay if some people aren't good looking. And I'm like, no, it really isn't though. Don't we want them all to be hot?
I mean, so we'll see if they ever make an official statement. Speaking of yachts, you sent this to me. last week, a man stole a yacht. I found out more about it. So the yacht was being fixed. And the keys were in it. And this guy, who his job is, he's a CEO, we don't know of what, hopped in it and just went for a joyride and I guess didn't know how to drive it. He crashed into all these boats. One person who was on one of the boats that he crashed in was injured, but not severely. Anyway, they did arrest him and he's been charged with a bunch of felonies.
On the news, it was amazing. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't walk and go, where is Heather McDonald? Where? I mean, like, literally, they're on the thing. They're showing this. The news, it's LA News, which is the best news on the planet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, we're in Newport Beach. This is unbelievable, Jan. And then it's like, what happened? I'm standing on the marina. You cannot believe it. What, sir, what did you see?
I was out on the dock, and you can't even believe it. This boat just destroyed all these other boats.
Meanwhile, it's a yacht. It's all this shit. They show this thing.
It's like a speed. It's kind of a speedboat yacht, though. So it's like different than ours. Is like a sail thing.
It's exactly a motor, so it was where your boat is. I called her. I was like, I don't know. This could be Heather. That could be Peter on there. I don't know. Maybe Peter took a shot. I don't know what's going on. But this is great. We got
to
tell
right
Heather.
Tell Heather. Wasn't our boat, and then our boat wasn't hit, so that's okay.
But
and
the
then
whole
it wasn't
thing
Brandon.
Is also. It was so weird. It was like he wasn't drunk or anything, but then drove it like he was. It was like a weird drunk. Like,
oh, he was
inebriated.
I think he was probably high on something.
Yes.
But they didn't say that yet. I covered the Real House of Salt Lake all season and the reunion, but I need to just know your opinion now that the season is done. I want to get your thoughts.
Stop brutalizing my family.
I will say that Julie
I can't stop.
Was obsessed with Meredith and the orange silken halter.
Saying
she was in a chest plate.
Well, here's a chest plate one in the I have a photo of it here in the snakeskin thing. I had tweeted to Andy saying if he does not ask about the chest plate, I saw a preview of the special of him asking about the chest plate, and it was not in it.
It was on the very first. It was a 3-part reunion. And on the very first episode, it showed the breastplate question.
Yes.
We almost died because Julie's obsessed.
I've been talking about it for months, and it's not just a breastplate. Hearken, may we, please, Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, Ricardo Montalban. This is very important, okay?
No, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
get into it. Look it up. Ricardo Montalban, Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. Ricardo Montalban plays Khan. He is in an outfit such as, just like what she's wearing.
Yeah.
Lots of jewelry, blah, blah, blah. And he's, I think at this point he's 70 or something. And yet, so fit, so smooth, so fit and smooth and tan. Thank you. That right there.
He's in a chest plate.
Now, this is the thing with it. It has been since 1982 or 84 when that movie was made. It has been a topic of conversation everywhere, especially in the Star Trek world, of is that a breastplate? They asked him, is that a breastplate? They asked the director, is that a breastplate? Is he wearing a breastplate? What's the deal with the breastplate?
All right, we have the chest plate, and you said he was about 70, and you're right. He's not a mole, not a sunspot.
This is an even more natural picture of some of them.
I don't know. That one's very sculpted.
That one is sculpted. There's a few where he is, especially in the movie, where the necklature just doesn't move. It's as if it's
on top of, yeah.
It's waxen.
So,
and you'd want to have jewelry so that it could camouflage this hooks on.
Exactly.
And then obviously drag queens use something similar too,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we saw him ask the question. We then died. I said we have a whole Patreon. We did an hour. This is how obsessed Julie is. We did an hour long Patreon called Meredith Montalban. That's not even his last name, by the way. It's Montalban. But Julie, who's a Trekkie, where we analyzed.
I thought it was Montalban for the whole time.
We analyzed her chest and the chest plate in that.
Okay.
Analyzed.
And then Andy asks about it, and then they never show it in the 3-part reunion.
They put it in the trailer, and they didn't. That would always bother me. They used to do that with movies sometimes. I remember there was this Meg Ryan movie where they showed them on a vacation. She was an alcoholic. Meg Ryan, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh, and you just said you love alcoholic movies.
She was an alcoholic teacher that would like get drunk after school every day with like her other alcoholic friend. And then in the trailer or the previews, they would show them at this like exotic resort swimming in the pool,
The infinity pool, the first infinity pool ever.
Yeah, but there was some little part of that then in the movie never was in there. Oh. And this happens a lot. They cut the trailer almost, and then they go back and they cut the movie. And the trailer people who cut the trailer are different editors than the people that cut the movie. And nobody's talking. And it's like, what?
Yeah, then you feel robbed. I thought this was one of, I mean, and I love reunions more than anything on Bravo. Like, we will cruise in and watch a reunion. We even watched the shit you make us watch, you know, Married Across the Border or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé.
We were just watching the reunion of all that. We didn't even know any of the players. We're just like into reunions. For Bravo, who they do reunions well, I think this was one of the worst Housewives reunions I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
It was a hot mess. They buried the lead. They're mad at Lisa. Where's Lisa stands?
Right.
We know you're for bad weather. You're with Whitney.
I've said this before. I don't understand the fight. The fight to me, the fact that they're mad at her, it's still confusing. It's not. It's not black and white enough. And it's
and
like I don't even want to analyze it. Yeah.
It's like if you bring us the receipts. If they're going to fight over tweets or texts, we need all of the texts and we need them laid out so that the audience understands what the hell they're.
And
fighting
my father
about.
Did die. He's dead. My father is dead. Brooks makes sweatshirts and sweatpants.
You know, I honestly don't desire the implication that you're making on me. And I'm just going to put it aside for a moment because the incredible hurt and pain that I felt by the accusations...
Were you brutalized?
It's always like big words.
Oh, brutalized. You brutalized my family. I was traumatized and terrorized by tweets.
And then they were, like, you, Jen liked a tweet about your, about Brooks being a little twink.
Right.
Which, and
oh, what?
And, yeah.
He's not at all.
Oh, wait, let's talk about the investigation.
Oh.
Okay, that made no sense. I didn't talk about this on my show before. So Heather Gay says, I got a text, and so did Meredith, that said, get ready for the next season. Watch out.
And so did Lisa, the whole cast.
And we didn't know who sent that text. So Meredith hires a cyber surgeon or whatever.
Who wouldn't? And if you got a text that said that, you would turn.
And I'm like, that's the threat? I thought the threat was going to be... like very something specific. Like we know that Chloe goes to this school and is in the storm and we're coming to kill your daughter. Yeah. Like I didn't think it was, watch out, bitch. Yeah. Like for season three. Oh.
Yeah, we've got receipts. We know what you did. It's like, I know what you did last summer. Like, well, I didn't do anything.
And
so
then it,
go ahead.
And then it went to their email and their text. And there was only, you know, there was only three other people in the universe that had both of our... emails and both of our texts. How could that be?
You're
all friends.
It was
all...
you, Jennifer Shaw. It had to be Jennifer Shaw. It was Jennifer Shaw.
Meanwhile, by the way, what about how the cyber
detective... We didn't know for sure, but they said the cyber surgeon said that it was
cyber surgeon
most likely. Yeah.
And how does the cyber guy, he should be dragged. Oh,
he
didn't even figure anything
out. He did a horrible
job. That is job.
I hope they didn't pay him a lot of money.
He was drunk. He was at the infinity pool.
It's like, people in comas would have suspected Jen Shaw after what happened in Vegas. And then even Lisa in the show, she's like, Jen does a very specific thing where she writes because. Did you see this? It was like she writes the letter B and then she writes C-U-Z. It's like a vernacular. Lisa called it a vernacular.
Right.
Lisa's the best. So she's like, it's a very specific vernacular. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
And she said, Jen's the only one who uses that. Just Jen.
Who uses that?
Just Jen. So it was like, so they all figured out it was Jen, the only person.
It probably was Jen.
It was.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who
we don't. We love cares? Jen. We literally love Jen.
I told Brandy, I was like, we just love her. I'm sorry.
We want her to be
Jen
innocent
Shaw.
So bad.
We want her to be
you
innocent.
You want her, okay.
So badly.
Do you think she is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well,
I
you'll
really
speculate
don't.
On that. What if she fell down and hit her head? You wouldn't speculate.
What?
I mean,
no, I don't. I think she's been doing this scam for years.
She knew it was a scam,
and
for
it's
sure.
been a scam that you people have been able. It, like maybe it wasn't necessarily deemed illegal 15 years ago when she started. Because what I remember is she was doing something. She got reprimanded like years ago for it, but then she went back to doing it. So I think she's pretty aware of what, and she still can't explain what it is, or like there's just tell me how you've helped the world in what your job is. And she can't. Mm-mm. She's like, oh, I've collected data and gave it to other people. Okay. Did those other people benefit? Like, did the person that you collected the data from benefit? I collected this person's data, so then they were able to get a shit ton of coupons. What was it?
Like, but Facebook, no, no, no. Facebook gathers
shady.
All of our data, not mine, because we're not on Facebook.
Right.
But they give it, and then they sell it. So if you found out she was, data mining, and then sells the data to a company who then traps the elderly people,
right.
It's not technically her thing.
That's what we're hoping. Because your data is being sold by a lot of different companies.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of shady business going on with our data.
Venmo does it.
Are you going to buy a Jen Shah motorcycle jacket? She's selling those. She's selling a bunch of Shamazing stuff.
Oh, like merch?
Yeah. But here's my question is, even if she's innocent, what's her next career? Just being Shamazing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Abusive.
She can't go back to doing this thing. Yeah.
I'd rather a Juicy Scoop black sweatshirt. Do you still have those?
I have a whole bunch of new merch coming.
Okay.
I want to
say one last thing.
Yes.
I use Fresh Wolf. So if Lisa Barlow's listening, not just for teenage boys, it's for middle-aged lesbians too.
Oh, I love that. That should be the new slogan.
Yep.
Not just for teenage boys. It's
for middle-aged lesbians too.
Why not? I love it.
I love it. I love it.
What did you think of the reunion? They obviously bait and switched. They didn't.
I mean, I watched the whole thing. I thought there was enough juice there. Like, I thought there was enough juicy tidbits of. I mean, like I said, I kind of went through it already, but like I thought. And I think that they try to make it juicy. I think one thing Jill Zarin said that was on this week, she's like, we didn't know how to be fake. We didn't know how to create stuff, how to make storylines those first couple years. When someone walked off the reunion, it's because they just wanted to leave. It wasn't a dramatic moment. It's like, and I just think now just people know so much. So it's like, even if they hate someone, they know, like, I got to make up with you because we're on the show.
Yep.
And I don't want the show to go away. And I never want to be in a position where I'm like, it's either she or me, because then you know there's a big chance you'll get the boot.
You can't get on an island. They call it getting on an island. Like, if she ends up on an island, then she has to get out. So that's why Meredith and Mary were always together. Because Mary would have been on an island and Meredith would have been on one. And then no one's going to film with them. Right. In fact, Jill Zarin invented that.
Right.
She literally invented it. Like,
can't
no,
be on an island.
Yeah.
Can't I be on an island. I told Bobby.
Yeah.
We're going to miss Salt Lake City, though. Yeah, we absolutely loved it.
We still. The point of the chest plate, going back to it, she looks to have decent-sized tits in real life. This particular look, it looks flatter. And I just wonder what was the conversation? What made it about that you love this top so much and it just didn't work with your boobs? Maybe it was too big of a low-cutness. It was too wide of a low-cutness.
Yeah.
So I just want to know the makeup artist or the stylist that said, you know, I have a way to solve this. You're going to think it's crazy. But we're going to put this thing on first, this rubber piece that my drag queen roommate wears in West Hollywood. And we're going to put it on you and then put this over. And, like, look how chic it looks. Because I do sometimes I have, a very big cleavage. And sometimes I'll see, like, a gown that I'm like, oh, that looks good with a small cleavage, or tits that are far apart. I could never wear that because I'll just look slutty in it. But with someone with smaller tits, it looks chic. So, like, is that how someone talked her into it?
I wanted to wear it for my sexual harassing husband.
Maybe she had something on her chest.
Maybe.
Like, and she wanted to cover it up, too.
There's no way that you just couldn't cover something like that. Or just to wear your outfit, then, if she's laying on her chest. Wear a different top. That's
not the only shirt where it looked like she was in a chest
plate. No, that was... The orange one was the best one.
The orange one was not the chest plate one.
That was the one
that
Julie...
This is the only chest plate one.
That's the only chest plate
one?
I'm
saying it's not the only top where her chest looked strange. Because the orange one...
She's wearing a lot of necklaces, like your friend.
Yep. Ricardo. Con.
Yeah. Yes. Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban. But also, she's wearing a lot of necklaces. But even in the reunion one where there's like a mesh top or whatever, there's something going on.
Oh, yeah, the reunion, right?
Oh, that's my favorite one of all time.
Maybe
can you pop that one over?
No, maybe that's just...
the boobs might be new. I mean, I don't know. She looks
so pretty.
And
then it's weird
here.
That then the husband was obsessed with Whitney's boobs. But her boobs looked very soft and normal in the reunion outfit.
I just need to say this about the husband. I'm going to just have to say
this. Oh, God.
Yeah, so no. during the reunion,
yes.
When we're getting on poor Coach, we're getting on Heather and Whitney are attacking at every, like, they're vipers. They can't stop. Meanwhile, Seth, that guy, doesn't stop ogling her tits their entire
Whitney's,
relationship
yeah.
the whole time. And everyone's just, it's fine. It's just how he is. And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck off. Take your ogling, your gross ass, non-consent, and get out of here. I can't stand that. I think it's just grotesque.
Well, I have another
grotesque.
Theory.
Okay.
I don't think that they have fucked each other, but I think both couples have swung.
Oh,
in general?
I think that they are swinging open, like a little bit more sexually open. I know Whitney and Justin got together, I think, when they were both married to other people. I think they're pretty sexual. So I don't think it matters that he's flirting with her. I don't think they're ever going to, like, swing in real life. And then I think they've been together for 25 years. They've talked about they've separated. They've dated other people. I just think there's just an openness to, like, being having fun with other
couples.
Yeah, other couples and stuff.
Well, and that was the rumors that Whitney and Justin were swingers. That was the very first rumor. When Lisa
yeah.
was like, as your big sister or whatever, I'll tell you. And Whitney's like, oh, I don't care what they say about
don't
me.
You think there's flirting and then it gets to a point where you're at the point where you're like, here's a cake, okay, of my tits. Back off.
Well,
like, and that's from Whitney, who's a slut.
I think what Meredith said, which was what the husband, what Meredith's husband said, was just like, he was like, it was a heavy season for my wife, and I was just trying. I'm not. And the thing is, you guys, these reality stars, they're not comedians, they're not actors, they're not writers. So do they do the same shtick all the time? I just was mentioning how, you know, Shannon Bedore, I think, has fallen into a pool drunk wearing Spanx or showing her Spanx. I think we're on the fourth time now yeah. that she's done it. So it's like they go do their same go-to thing because they aren't comedians.
Like they're just trying something.
They go, let me just do it. So then he was just like, oh, it gets a reaction. Let me just say this. And then, of course, they used it every time he said it.
Yeah.
So
that's I like that theory.
It's all right. You know what I'm talking about, the orange, but you can't yeah. see the chest plate in that. That her
no,
tits look big.
Maybe huge. Her tits are just really far apart and big.
Listen, you guys, there's certain things I want to know before I die. And this is one of them.
Well, if it
I
is
need
a, it is
to know.
Very perfectly a match.
I mean, to know. And if there is somebody who worked with her makeup and stylist team that wants to be an anon.
Yeah.
And DM me or send it through a different text. It won't scare me. I won't do a cyber surgeon. I just want to know, did it happen or did it not? Or can you emphatically say, Heather, it was just makeup. Stop it.
And do you know any of the other things you want to know before you die?
Well, some of them I don't want to say out loud.
Oh,
there's
okay.
just a couple things like why these two people stopped, you know, talking and things like that. Oh, here it is. Oh, it was canceled. Okay, here we go. The Dropout.
Oof.
The Dropout is on Hulu, and I like it. I was talking to Lala, and she wasn't as excited. And I said, I think it's not going to get the buzz that Inventing Anna did for a few reasons. One, Inventing Anna, you could binge it. And I think sometimes with our society now, when it's once a week, it just we cannot keep the momentum of talking it. I like having shows that I can look forward to
like
once
appointment
a week.
TV.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Yeah. But also, I think it's a lot of science talk. And for some people, it's a little hard to follow. But I'm on the latest episode now, and I am enjoying it. I'm understanding a lot of things I never understood from the 2020s and the actual doc. Like,
yeah.
I'm understanding it better, seeing it acted out.
Well, I'm a huge fan of her. Amanda Siegfried.
She's great.
Yeah, and she's
and just to remind
it.
People, this is about Elizabeth Holmes, who at 19 started this company with one drop. You could test 30 different diseases. And it was all
bullshit.
But the show does explain how the bullshit happened and how it continued. But yeah. Yes, the actress is great playing her.
Oh my
incredible.
God.
I can't stand Elizabeth Holmes in real life. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was way more here for Anna Delvey mm-hmm. and her stinky poo and everything. Yeah. Stinky number two.
Yes.
Where she eats the fish with the head still on it.
Oh, yeah. And she's also yeah. Heather. Just in socialite.
And she wiped with the toilet paper roll.
Ugh, yes.
That would be interesting to see if, because Anna now supposedly, she was supposed to go yesterday to be deported back to Germany, but something happened. She's still in the OC ICE department.
Oh, well.
And
she's going to continue evading. Yeah, we know that she'll never go back to Germany.
Yeah. Wait, actually, I just thought of something funny. You need to ask me, as Anna, how do I feel about, like, another series about a young girl being fraudulent?
Right.
Of Elizabeth Holmes. Do I feel like it's going to do as well?
Or, okay.
Okay.
Anna.
Yes.
How do you feel about this new show?
Actually, give me your glasses.
How do you feel about this new show, The Dropout? Like,
Well, she's not very pretty.
Heather. It looks so much like I can't take.
She's not pretty. I had a sense of style. She wore the same turtleneck every day.
Yeah.
People don't want to give people money who wear the same black turtleneck every day.
What'd you think of her business?
Who cares about blood? Nobody cares about blood. The Anna Delphi Foundation was going to have artists and exciting people be there and galleries and art. People like to talk about that. No one wants to talk about science. It's so boring. It's for poor people.
You kept comparing Elizabeth Holmes.
I did.
And Anna. I mean, do you like people comparing?
That's so rude. Why would you compare a girl that doesn't even know fashion to me?
That was why. That was why. I was really trying to just say that that you are just so much more fashionable and more likable than a person who, you know, scams people out of, like, medicine and stuff. But you just were, like, partying. And
the only similarities is that she had a lot of old white men that were trying to ruin her, like the old white men were trying to ruin me, along with that bitch that I took to Marrakesh and never appreciated it. Wrote a book about me. So stupid. My book will be so much better when I go get out of here.
Did you like the Netflix movie about you? Series,
Some stuff was okay. I mean, you know, they sort of got it, sort of didn't. But I just want people to know the truth, that girl was trying to be my friend for so long. She's just so stupid. And nobody knows that she set me up. She didn't say that.
Oh.
She called the police, said she wanted to have lunch when I was in a fake rehab. And then I came out and the police were there. But she won't say that because that wouldn't work with her stupid narrative.
What was prison like?
Oh, prison is worse. Let me just say that it was worse than anything I'd ever been. The OC ICE is worse than the Rikers jail.
Wow.
Yeah, the Rikers jail. Well, it looks like the Marrakesh Hotel compared to the OC.
Oh my God!
ICE jail.
I never would
so
have
just so
that.
You know, I hope you're American because they don't throw Americans in ICE. So unfair.
Yeah, that is unfair when you're in.
The ADF Foundation is not going to be unfair.
Will you go
Anyone
back?
Anyone that
to
has
Germany?
A lot of money can join.
Are you going to go back to Germany or do you want to go back to Russia?
I don't want to go to Russia. I want to go to Germany. And then take over the world with my friend Julia Fox.
Julia Fox.
Right.
She has a Birkin. She said I could have what she left over from Kanye. Yeah. So it's – but I like it. I like the show, the Dropout show. It's good.
Julie keeps on saying – Julie does compare it to the Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
And she thinks that they both truly believed – they were going to do these things. I think with Elizabeth Holmes, I mean, she seems like she was on the spectrum in some way. She's got, she's a sociopath,
right,
I think, more than Anna Delvey, in my opinion.
Agreed,
but
agreed.
I can't stand her in real life on any level.
Yeah.
So the show, I don't want to watch my girl play somebody that I hate. And so it's just kind of hard because she's just so unlikable to me in general. It has been interesting learning about it. And
I think she was on a train of getting all this money and then not stopping and being like, we need to tell the board that we just need to put a pin in it for 3 years. because the scientist kept saying, like, we're 3 years away from these. But I think in saying 3 years away, I think she also realized, wait a minute, I don't know that this will ever work.
Oh, she,
and she just didn't know how to stop it. So she was like, but that's what I don't get. Like, when you know that it's inevitable that you are going to be found out, like, but between Tindler Swindler and inventing Anna and this, I'm always like, when is that moment? I want to just hear from the scammer to go, I knew at this moment, fuck. Because sometimes when they arrest scammers or whatever, sometimes they're in prison and they're like, I can sleep now. Like, I've been living a double life for all these years. Like, yeah. I'm miserable in jail, but honestly, I was more miserable, like, constantly covering up the lies, you know?
Yeah, like, Catch Me If You Can. Yeah. It's like that stressful feeling of the house of cards going to tumble down. That's why it's so stressful watching those stories.
I think with her, though, one of the reasons why we hate her so much is because she's so, not just sociopathic, her ego is beyond, and her hubris is out of control. She has there's no sense of reality at all. She lives in a non-reality, and for her, she wanted to be a billionaire, and she wanted to be like Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg and blah blah blah, and change the world and do it fast. They keep saying in this too, I want to do it fast. You got to do it fast. You can't wait. And she wasn't going to let anything stop the thought of this non-reality.
Speaking of the best scene, I really should just clip this one scene because everyone needs to see it. It's the professor at Stanford, played by
Laurie Metcalf.
Yes, and she presents her idea to her, and the woman is like, "This will never work, but good luck to you." And then she goes running after her, and she's like, "You have to help me because you're a woman." And she turns around, and I'm going to paraphrase it, obviously, but it's like she's like, "No, that is exactly the wrong. That is exactly the wrong thing to say because you're a woman. Because you're a woman, you're never going to get a shortcut. They're going to look for you to fuck up. And because I'm a woman, I'm not going to give you a shortcut. I'm going to make you take all these steps. So when you get there, you'll be able to stay there." It was so brilliant.
Brilliant.
And that was the best writing.
Yep.
Yep. And that's Liz.
Laurie Metcalf.
No, but the girl who's writing it is a really great writer.
Oh, well, that's, Liz, I don't know, Marrington, woman wrote it. Or
something. I've recognized the name over the years. She's written a lot of great series and things. And I was just like, yeah, that was
so good.
Yeah. So profound.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Elizabeth Merriweather?
Yeah, Elizabeth Merriweather is the writer of it.
And then she, but then it was also spoke to like how she then turned away from women and started just
mining men,
preying on these men, kind of, which they all deserve it. That's fine. But they're the only ones who would sit there and like blow smoke up her ass about a thing that didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. And they wanted to believe it and all of that. But that's what's so crazy. It's like she's a sociopath and all that stuff, but she's also a master manipulator.
Do we know? Can you look up while I go to the next topic? Where does the trial stand right now? Has she been sentenced?
She has not been sentenced. She got convicted of 4 of the 11 counts. And then it's 4 of the lesser of the 11 counts.
Okay.
So she's, and that was the whole thing with the jury and the jury makeup, and they were men and da da da. I mean, even in the
we're waiting for the sentencing.
But how
And she has a baby. She got married and had a baby, and she married a boy that's a hotel magnate. Yeah, that's super wealthy on top of it. And I'm like, God, and you still score like a cute rich husband on top of it?
And she's so weird looking.
Yeah.
And then the weird mom who's also
What did they say?
The mom is a strange sociopath who then they hold hands every time you've seen when they're walking into the court. She's holding hands with the mom.
Oh, in real life.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's just, in her own mom or their mother-in-law?
I mean, the fact that she went and got pregnant, like, that should say, rather than the message being to whoever, it's just like, she's pregnant. It's like, she's the lowest.
You know,
the lowest.
When I was like 8 years old, and there was always like fear of like nuclear war and stuff with Reagan, I told my dad, I said, if girls ever have to be drafted, the first thing I'm going to do is get pregnant.
Yeah.
I knew that at 8 years old, like get pregnant and hopefully I won't have to go. I go, that's what's going to happen. All the women will just get pregnant. And
she's like Putin.
That a lot of women on trial have done that for way worse things like murder and stuff. They'll do anything to get pregnant for sympathy.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're not going to be sent to prison. But even with Jen Shah, you have more sympathy knowing that her boys, you know, that she's a mom. You just do.
How much you guys want to bet Jen Shah goes longer than this bitch?
100%.
Which that's is a crazy.
Guess.
100%.
Okay, let's do a prediction right now.
Okay.
I predict Jen Shah gets 2.5 years.
Oh, that's good.
And I predict that Elizabeth Holmes gets 18 months.
I wonder if because she has a newborn, if she'll go at all, if she'll just get like house arrest, yeah. Which is a fake thing.
I don't think Elizabeth Holmes is going to see the inside of a prison.
I don't either.
And right. I think Jen, I think 2.5 years, I think that they'll sentence her for 10 or something weird. And then they'll be like, but you can do 2. It'll be something like that where they'll have to make a, because you know they're going to make a.
And then I'm also, so I guess this had to come out, this Hulu had to probably come out after the trial was done. So the sentencing is just up to the judge. But I wonder, they can't tell the judge, can we make sure you don't have a Hulu subscription?
No, they can't.
Because this does kind of might, and you got to remind yourself, this is just, you know, this person imagining how this happened with all the stuff, but.
Right. Plus, there's a documentary, there's the podcast, there's millions of videos.
Yeah, there's so much.
There's so much.
So Pam and Tommy was on Hulu, and that just finished. And I loved it in the beginning, and I was watching it with Drake, and we were watching the last episode, and he's like, oh, I'm just tired of hearing her whine about this tape. Whatever! It's out there. And I have to say, it was well done, but it was about 6 hours too long. Then it just needed to be a 2-hour movie. Mm.
It did not need to be six hours. Do you have any Pam Anderson stories for us from Chelsea or anything?
I don't know. I've never met Pam Anderson in person.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never met. Yeah. But, you know, now she's got her own show that's coming.
Oh.
On Netflix. And I'm not really, I don't know that we, and she's doing Roxy Hart in Chicago. So this whole, like, okay. This has all been good for Pam.
All right, good
for the show. And then, so, like, I do want to know more about her life. Like, I'd like to just see that part. The Tommy stuff and her, it got a little tiring.
Because it was just the same thing over and over, the
just
tape.
Just over and over. And Seth Rogen was the guy who stole the tape, and he just kept coming around. And it was fun to see the 90s nostalgic stuff for a while. But I'm just saying, it just got boring. And then, like, you'd kind of forget about it. And you're like, oh, that show, oh, that never ended. Oh, I have 2 more episodes on Hulu. It's just like a different way to watch TV. Like,
yeah, to then take us when she has the little sons and then she's hanging out with David LaChapelle. There's more interesting Pam to go after Tommy.
What, the photographer, David LaChapelle?
Yeah.
What happened there?
She would just have wild nights with David LaChapelle. And didn't she get back with Tommy too? Like, I think they could have gone post-tape a little bit because she had a pretty exciting life.
Well, the last thing they say at the end of it is, you know, they broke up, they got back together, and then they broke up again. But they have both said, Tommy and Pam, that each other is the love of their life.
Oh, and that's sad.
Well, it's kind of sad when you're Tommy's wife.
Well, exactly.
Like,
that's
that
what
can't
I mean.
Be a fun thing.
No.
I mean, you know, Brittany Furlan and Tommy have been together a long time and they're married. And, you know, and it's just like, that must be a little annoying that the world, you know, wants this thing to happen. Anyway, so that'll be good. Meghan Markle is being sued by her sister, the worst sister on earth is Samantha Markle. She is the half sister. They're 18 years apart. Oh. And
through the mom or the dad?
The dad.
Okay.
Isn't the dad terrible too?
Yes. And she is suing Meghan for what she said in the Oprah interview. In the Oprah interview, she said, well, my sister Samantha Markle had a different last name, even though they share the same dad, had a different last name. And then just as I was starting to date Harry, she changed her last name back to Markle. Mm. So she kind of was like, so you tell me if, you know, what she's saying is true. That is what Samantha Markle is suing Meghan Markle over, defamation. She said, because of that, you hurt my book sales.
Her incredible brand.
Because you make
built
so much money off of books. Called the pushy sister, because I don't know if she calls it the pushy sister, if she's the pushy sister because she's in a wheelchair, or if the princess is the pushy princess. Oh, no, it's the pushy princess.
Oh, okay.
Okay, pushy princess. Anyway.
Oh, but she can write a book called The Pushy Princess?
Yeah. And so then the dad, who, you know, has been on the older sister's, you know, side, he said, he says, I've been trying for almost 4 years to get my daughter and her ginger husband in a courtroom face to face, Thomas said. I haven't seen them face to face or my grandchildren, Carrot Top and Carrot Top 2. That's awful. No, I didn't say that. Or my grandchildren. So I'd be thrilled to come to court and talk and defend my oldest daughter, Samantha Markle. Jesus.
I love that he
not Dragon Markle.
To drag his grandchildren into it. Like he's going to take them to court.
I mean, also, like, maybe don't call her husband Ginger.
Yeah. No.
I mean, and her ginger husband.
And I haven't seen them face that were my grandchildren. So I'd love to come to court to talk shit about my daughter, but see her kids.
What does he want to take them to court for? Same lawsuit?
No, he would be defending the older daughter. Not defending. He'd be going after Megan for defamation of Samantha. It's really, really sad. I thought I had a fucked up family. Like, this one, it's just like, it's bad. Like, if she ever had any thought of, like, I want to make amends with my dad before he dies, I think she's honestly probably okay with, like, whatever happens at this point. Because it's like, what? How am I supposed to navigate this? Oh. Like, you're old. The older sister is got you under her spell. All you do is sit around all day and talk shit about me, regurgitating shit about me. There's no way I'm going to save this situation. Goodbye. I want to have a nice life.
I would get $100,000 together, make them sign, because that's not even that much probably for Meghan Markle and Harry. I would make them sign away and like bug off out of my life for $100,000. You know they would do it. They're thirsty.
But how do you know that once the money's gone and they're still and they're destitute 3 years from now, that they wouldn't start talking some more shit then? What are you going to get? What are you going to take from them then?
Well, I would think you would sign a thing where they give away all right to ever sue you again. Like, you know, the way they do when, you know, where Harvey Weinstein did and stuff. Right. That's what I would do. I'd pay them off because they are leeches.
Now that's got to be traumatizing for a child, for a parent, like how unsafe does that make you feel as a child? That your parent, do you know what I mean? I don't know how else to articulate it. You are, of all the people in the world, and you can fight with your parents, and we've all fought with our parents and whatever, whatever, but like to go to this level where you're the half sister, whatever, but your own father. That is like the most unsafe. That would make me, that's just trauma. That's traumatizing.
I think that, you know, I think if the Samantha Markle wasn't in the picture, I think she would have an okay relationship with her dad. I think the Samantha has turned the dad, and it's a form of elder abuse where like an older sibling that doesn't have a lot going on has deemed themselves like the caretaker of the old person. And then they look at the younger sibling who actually has a life and is successful and is like, you don't fucking care about dad. You don't care. You with your tiaras and your ginger husband. Like, that's what it is. Yeah. And you're like, I'm getting punished for being successful and having a life. Didn't you do your job? Didn't you want me to be independent and not like living at home as your caretaker? Like, it's sweet if that sibling is sweet about it and appreciate, you know, it can definitely work in a family. But in other families, then they're so resentful that at 60 or whatever Samantha is, that she's not successful, that she didn't do anything with her life, that she wanted to be the actress too, because she too was the daughter of a, like he was a set director or whatever. So, you know, they both had the same opportunities to make it in Hollywood. Both, she didn't have any more opportunity than Samantha. If anything, Samantha was blonde and she was, you know, biracial. So if anything, she might have had a more difficult time being cast 20, 30 years ago. And it's just like, I hate that Samantha Markle. She knows it too. Kim and Kanye, it just continues on. Yesterday, Kanye was very upset because he noticed there was like a little alien pin on North's
backpack. It was a pin of Kanye, a pin of Kim, like little cartoon pins of their heads. And then in the middle was an alien head, which I felt like, did Kanye think that was supposed to be Pete?
Well, there's a photo.
Why was he so offended
there's
by
a
the
photo
alien?
Of Kim again. Because look at her face in this photo.
Wow.
With these weird glasses and her hair back and her face looking really orange, she looks a little like the alien head.
She does.
Wow.
So he said,
But then so does he.
So mm-hmm. So Kanye was saying this was my daughter's backpack when I was allowed to see her last week.
That and, looks like him too.
Yes. And then you know, Kim is just like annoyed and she just writes back to him under his post. Please stop with this narrative. You were just here this morning picking up the kids for school. Like, I am just exhausted with this.
I thought that was chef's kiss.
Chef's
like,
kiss.
Like, pitch perfect. Like, just, you were here this morning.
And yeah. Then also he did a
video. Nobody's keeping you from the dumb kids.
He also did another video that I thought was weird. He goes, I just found out that my daughter, North, is in love with some emo girl on TikTok. And this is what I don't like about her being on TikTok and everything. And I'm like, well, now is this a little homophobic because it's a girl or in love with her like a fangirl or that she's becoming an emo person or a little of all of it?
If he didn't object when North was here for the Goondagger.
What's the Goondagger?
Old dumbass.
JoJo Siwa. Yeah, so,
oh.
America's.
There isn't anyone on TikTok more annoying than JoJo Siwa on YouTube. Yeah. And North, that was North's queen. For years.
And
oh my God, Kim Kardashian was in a JoJo Siwa YouTube video because she took North there.
Well, that's cute.
I know, it's really sweet.
No, but I mean, I don't know, but it's just like...
I want him to
Any
keep
thoughts?
On.
What is your thoughts on all of this?
I want him to keep harassing full time until they break up. I can't stand their relationship.
Oh, her and Pete?
Yeah. Kim Kardashian is way too good for him. I can't stand that guy. And I love Kanye having his full epic meltdown. It's better than running for president. It's better than going on TMZ. It's better than Sway. You don't know Sway. Like all of the, like this to me, the histrionics are
this,
everything.
This, you know, was a good one that came. This little cutie. This is page 6. It says, recent gunshot victim. This is the way they write the article. Recent gunshot victim, hashtag Kodak Black, isn't letting a flesh wound ruin his chances of dating Kim Kardashian. The 24-year-old rapper took to Instagram to explain why the reality TV superstar should give him a chance.
Oh, I wish he had just gotten shot. And it's like, it's just a flesh wound. It's just a flesh wound. Kim. But Kim.
So there you go. Yeah. I mean, do you imagine? And he's probably like, look, why can't I have a chance?
Well, if Pete Davidson can.
He's got five tattoos on his face. And, you know.
He's basically just like Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Right.
So he does have a chance.
So if anything happens, she's got guys lined up.
Oh.
So, Britney Spears.
Jesus. God damn.
It's so Britney good. Spears posted this photo of her boobs in a halter bra. And, you know, it wasn't the greatest photo of them. Obviously, no filter.
Them
or anything.
Being her two tits?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's obviously doesn't, you know, have Patty Stanger's filter.
yeah.
And Photoshop skills. But then she wrote this long thing about breastfeeding.
We need it, Heather.
That people thought were pretty insane. And there is this woman on TikTok that will read her post in an Alabama, Louisiana, whatever the hell it is, accent that makes it sound less crazy than if a normal person that's not from those places just read it. So when normal people were reading it, not normal, but people that are not Southern were reading it.
Or normal.
You're like, what is she talking about? She talks about, basically, I'm going to summarize it because it's so long. She said she breastfed her babies all the time. Breastfed. She used to have 12 bottles of breast milk lined up, which seems a little excessive. She was in Maui and a lady with a 2-month-old baby let her hold her baby. And even though they weren't talking or anything, her boobs started to exert milk. There's no fucking way that happened. Your kids are like 14 and 15, okay? Then she talks about how, you know, boobs are just boobs and this and that. Then she immediately goes to when her dad took over the conservatorship. He said, I'm Britney Spears now and you got to do what I say. And then she goes into that. And then in the end, she just uses some foul language, you know, so a lot of F words and stuff. But when this girl does it in the voice, it just sounds like someone that you could just see like on the side of the road talking to you, pointing with like a baby on their hip. And then it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But then when you think it's like Britney Spears writing it out on a on an Instagram, you're like, it's weird.
I see a game of chess, as in chest. Like, what's that?
She's writing so much that it's all of a sudden she's making analogies that don't make sense. She's like, and when do you, you know, the only time when you communicate and you don't use words is in a game of chess. Or chest, meaning I brought it back to boobies. And I'm going to bring it back to the chest plate. Still, did Meredith use a chest plate? But no, it's like, it doesn't make sense.
Can I? Yes,
please do.
These are actual lyrics from a song right here.
That part is, yeah.
Yes, from that wonderful song by, I believe it's Meredith Brooks, called Bitch.
Oh.
Yeah, halfway through the rant about breastfeeding,
and we're about to marry Meredith
she
Marks.
Does say,
exactly.
She does say, you know, so don't forget, I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, yes. I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your hell, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between.
I know you want it any other
God, she
way.
Really did all the lyrics.
What's your name? Yeah. Where are you going? Where are you from? Oh, fuck you too. Okay.
I mean, wow. Take Who wants back. To play?
Yeah.
If we go back to the picture of her boobs for a sec.
Yeah.
If we take it around full circle, which we should, to the chest plate, the breastplate. Yeah. Britney Spears is, you know, Meredith Marks is a beautiful woman, but I'm going to say she's 20 years Britney Spears senior. Would you guys say, or would you
think a little?
Meredith is 50 and Britney is 40.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Britney was 40.
Or almost 40. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, she's 10 years older then. I think Meredith's more like maybe 12 years older, but even if she's just 10. Why is her chest so smooth, so waxen,
so far apart,
tight? This is more of a normal. This is a normal.
These are good. Yeah, you know,
but this is a normal
boobs.
Person's skin of that age. Their boobs of that age. Meredith Marks has three.
But do you
kids.
Remember when there was a lot of controversy? Did Britney get a boob job?
Of course.
And everyone talked about it. I remember my sister went to go see that movie she was in, and she was like 100%. She got a boob job. Crossroads. She got a boob job. And everyone's talking about that's so bad if she got a boob job because she's supposed to be a virgin. What does she need boobs for? She's supposed to not be sleeping with Justin Timberlake. You know, so I don't know. I just remember that part. But like, yeah. So, I mean,
sometimes
she's had a boob job.
You see how there's boobs here, boobs here, and boobs here? Sometimes that's like what my head looks like inside.
Well, Julie, when you showed all of the photos, Julie's like this, what's that one? What's that photo? She's like only pointing at the boobs. Like, yeah.
It's like sometimes it's that and like maybe like a turkey sandwich. But then,
like
you know what I mean?
You know, I went over her Instagram again. It's been a minute. I'm getting a little exhausted by it.
Britney
fatigue. It's losing my interest a little. She was dancing around and in her brown pumps, and she wrote, you know, a lot of people don't think I'm that good of a dancer, but you know, it makes me happy. So stop making fun of me. And I'm like, oh God, now thanks for ruining my fun, Britney. And then, but you know, she always is wearing the same outfit. It's always that yellow off the shoulder crop and the jeans and all
that's
the
like
photos.
A choker.
And we were like thinking, Annie and I were like, now who buys these dresses? Where does she go? I'm just imagining, you know, like a little sad square, like out in Agoura or something where you get like a frozen yogurt. Maybe there's a Trader Joe's or something. And there's just like a little store that you're like, how does this place
it's
pay
called
its
like
rent?
Close time or like close moment or something. Like, it's,
and she goes in and she's just getting like a ton of things. And then goes home and tries them all on. And I don't know how many people she has working for her anymore because she's not on the concert, but I imagine it's a hoarding situation.
Mm. Yeah, and it's all like throwaway fashion that costs like $15 a top. And
like she Fashion Nova.
Yeah, she just loves it. Yeah. I mean, she makes me – I definitely like that she's doing an unfiltered – that's the thing, good thing about her is that she's got a Victorian hairdo.
Yeah.
I mean, why – is the hair doing a Victorian?
She always looks like a Victorian ghost who lives in like a girl who's in some home. You know what I mean? Who's like floating around with a? I don't know why she's like in a high collar. Is she in a high collar sometimes?
Choker
or
like
with lace?
Velvet
Lots
chokers.
Of floral.
It's weird. It's a weird like she's like I used to live here like a Victorian. I don't know what she just like she's haunting your big Victorian home. That's what she looks like to me.
Oh, there's also a TikTok of a theory of, do you remember when she almost bought the house that Brittany Murphy bought, who she died in?
Yeah.
So now there's a little theory of like, did her family know that that house was toxic? Which doesn't make real estate sense, because if the family knew, then, you know. But anyway, like, were they trying to get her into this toxic house that had like toxic mold or whatever the case was? I know someone's going to write me and know everything about the Brittany Murphy toxic mold Beverly Hills house that Brittany either lived in and left.
That she lived in it.
So she did live in it. Okay. So I guess that the theory would be she, no, I think the theory would be she lived in the house. The family had mold put in the walls or whatever. Oh. And then she left and they couldn't keep her there. Mm. She found someplace else. Mm-hmm. And then Brittany went in, and Brittany Murphy, not Britney Spears, went in and died. None of that theory makes sense for all the legal reasons of, like, if they really wanted her there, then they're the conservators. They would have said, you can't move. And you can't, like, put toxic mold in a house. It just grows.
Maybe it's all chest plates filled with chocolate toxic mold in the walls.
Yes, just tap, tap.
It's
tap,
just tap. QAnon. It's not real.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Grimes, the DJ, revealed that she and Elon Musk have expanded their family almost 2 years after welcoming their son? So she was doing an interview. They heard the baby cry. And she was like, oh, actually, we had another baby. Then, like, the next day, she's like, and now we've broken up. Like, the article came up, and then they broke up, and now she's dating a girl.
Yes.
She said, Grimes was forced to reveal in her Vanity Fair cover story published Thursday that she and the Tesla mogul secretly welcomed a baby girl. They broke up, but now she... Wait, where's the dating part? Wait, can you see? She was dating some girl.
She's dating Chelsea Manning.
Oh, that's it. She's dating Chelsea Manning, who is a transgender girl who... What was the thing that Chelsea did that was so...
Well, prior to becoming a trans woman, she was in the military, and she was the whistleblower in, like, the Snowden, all of that Edward Snowden stuff.
That's another thing I completely don't understand. Like, if I had to explain that for $100,000, I absolutely could not.
It's confusing.
Well, what's upsetting is that hackers aren't hotter, because I feel like they should all be hot, because, like, but none of them ever are.
Julian Assange, I feel like,
should be, like, so sexy, because he does. But... You know, Chelsea Manning went to jail as a man, a prison.
Yes.
And then transitioned in prison and then moved to a women's prison. And then Obama ultimately pardoned her as he should have, because these whistleblowers, because, you know, they were illegally, you know, if you've ever, you should watch the Snowden movie, although it'd be disturbing. They can just see us through any of our computer screens. And the CIA was illegally spying on people, and Snowden knew because he was in the CIA. So somehow Chelsea Manning,
she stole a bunch of documents.
Got the documents.
She got the documents.
Well, anyway, now they're dating.
Elon Musk just tweeted this.
What?
I support the current thing, and all these articles, like literally a minute ago.
Hilarious.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, because he had made a tweet about. And I use quote unquote transphobic tweet.
Oh.
A meme or whatever, just because she was dating, whatever. So, you know, but people are.
So saying I support the current thing with that little, it means I support
her current thing, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, her current thing.
Her current thing.
Her current thing.
Okay.
They kind of have like an open, they're giving you a Meredith Marks and Seth.
Yes.
They've kind of got an open thing. They're back and forth. They're best friends. They want to have two more kids.
He already has 70,000 kids, right?
The important thing, yep. He has a bunch of grown-up kids. Their son's name is like Aeon Flux or whatever the hell the son's name
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
They call him X. The daughter's name's Exa, but they call her Y.
But is she like having these kids herself, carrying them and stuff?
I think she had the boy.
And where is she doing her DJ stuff?
Well, she's a singer, and she has, you know, I like a few of her songs. I mean, she's insufferable, but we still like her because we watched that stupid show with the fucking...
The Voice,
where they were in...
Secret Voice, not Mass Singer, the other one.
Things
like
where
virtual
cartoons.
Reality singing voice. What was
it
called?
Avatars. They're in Avatars.
Okay,
it's a pretty good show. We watched the whole thing.
What show are you talking? Okay.
It's like the Voice, but they come out as cartoons or avatars.
Yeah.
And it's this crazy technology.
Yeah.
And she was really into it. She started a band where They vote members out. There's like 10 members and they vote them out. And basically they all just write music, which comes from the psychic pain of being in the public eye. And that is a quote. The psychic pain.
What show is this?
No, that's Grimes' band, where it's a rotating band where they vote members out.
Alter Ego.
How
Alter
do you
ego.
Feel
Alter
about,
Ego is the name of the show.
How do you feel about Tom Brady unretiring from football with plans to return to Tampa? My place is still on the field.
The thirst. The thirst, the lurk, and the gall. Tom Brady's bugging. I mean, he is good. He should. Supposedly LeBron, you know, LeBron and Tom Brady are like older and they're the, you know, the, they're the goats of their respective sports. We liked the Super Bowl where Tom Brady's 100 and he won. And it was like, great, old people can do it too. Woo!
Right.
You know, like
yeah.
The oldies won on Amazing Race. We're like here for all of that.
Right.
So I'm happy he didn't need to retire. It's like he can't handle losing. It's probably they let him know that they're going to blow up the footballs or something. They've got some hack that he can do, or they got another, you know, they replaced Gronkowski, so now he knows he can win. And supposedly LeBron, you know, slid in the DMs and was like, don't do this to me, bro. Let's stay here. Let's go geriatric on it. And he's like, okay.
I love a false retirement.
Mm. You like that?
Yes. Cher has done it so many times.
Maybe you
so
should do
many
it.
People. I've done it a few times.
Oh, you have? What did you?
A farewell
how,
tour?
How do you
basically
do it?
Every time I do a show, I'm like, I want you guys to know I'm never, ever
yeah.
coming back to the city or doing this show again. So if you don't buy your tickets this time, you know, it's going to be horrible.
Maybe you should do an Instagram one where it's just like.
Well, I've done the Instagram when I took a break.
Oh, right.
Which
yeah,
we believed, by the way.
That was super dramatic. Yeah. And then, yeah.
We believed it. And then we were like, and I was like, Heather is doing Masked Singer. How dare she not tell us? I'm like,
well,
I was like,
I guess
legitimately
that's what
hurt.
It would, that would make more sense. If I really was like, I'm taking a break for 2 weeks, I'm okay and nothing's wrong with me, then that is that I got booked on some
yeah.
reality
mm-hmm.
show.
And
otherwise,
hurt.
Like, I want the sympathy. If I'm sick or someone died, I want people to know and to send me flowers. Mm.
Yeah, you're not taking a break at that point. You're
yeah.
hitting it harder.
Yeah.
You're showing up more to the social
right.
media.
Right. Right.
Girls. Oh, worst roommate ever. This is on Netflix. And it just brings back just like horrific memories of having awful, awful roommates. And I always think the weirdest thing about roommates like in my 20s and stuff, but like
why did you have roommates you didn't know? Are you talking about like in the college dorm, or were these friends and then they turned psycho?
I feel like back in the day when I'd go to parties like in my 20s, someone would like throw a party and then there would be like some lurker that just like walks from a door into the kitchen and someone's like, who's that? And it's like, oh, that's my roommate, he wasn't invited. Like I think
yeah.
that is so weird when someone yeah. is like not friends, and or you started out being friends and now you're not. And but this show on Netflix is like, you know, they're like criminals or murderers or try to drive them crazy. But do you guys have a quick worst roommate story to end on that you can think of? And if you can, it's okay, I'll just cut this out.
I have my first roommate in college, freshman year, first yeah. roommate ever, boo-boo. Two quick things. One, she constantly fucked her boyfriend in the room. Sorry. And would walk around topless, titties out, and then fuck the boyfriend.
Well, that's
it was
fun.
Horrifying. Right. And then.
So wait, the boyfriend would be in the bed, in the dorm, across from you while you slept.
Hump, hump, sex, sex.
That's
yeah.
a kink. That's a kink.
Nightmare.
That happens
Nightmare.
A lot because there's no place to go.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare. Yeah. Nightmare. So then the other thing about her was that she had never met a Jewish person before and told me that she always thought that the game Sorry was made by Jews.
Why?
Because
probably because it
the
was.
Guilt.
Yeah. Oh.
Because of the guilt.
That was her joke?
That
mean?
Was the big, yeah, that was
oh,
hilarious.
That was a joke. I thought she really, like, was thought that.
Oh,
that...
I think she did. I think
she's
she
in
did.
Comedy now. She's a stand-up.
I think she did. I think she did. She. That was a bizarre, yeah. Not, you know.
I don't know. It goes into worst roommate ever.
Well,
but
walking into people having sex and thinking but Jews are weird.
Did you ever sleep? Like, did you walk in and they were having sex, or were you trying to go to sleep and then they're having sex and you're like,
yeah, I'm trying to. We're all together now, and okay. now you're having sex.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty porny.
Pretty porny.
And
pretty...
I just keep chasing it.
Is, okay, it, anyway. Is this show like the early aughts, like ghost story where they go and they tell it, and then there's reenactors doing like schmacting.
There's reenacting.
I'm watching it. I'm gonna watch
there's
it.
There's reenacting, but with cartoons.
Oh yeah, you guys, Mira.
And that's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Some are really awful, like some are murderous and stuff like that. And then some are less like more intriguing. So like I went through and read the descriptions and I watched the ones that like intrigued me, which are not the murder ones, which are more like you got a fucking nightmare.
Yeah,
it's like trying to ruin your life.
Like there's one where a lady like takes elderly people in and then takes their
right,
all that
that's
all
thing.
Too dark. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's an intriguing one?
The best one is all these are based on real stories, but there was this guy and he was called the serial squatter, and he would like there were like different women that they interview, and basically, you know, someone would be looking for a roommate like to rent out the other room. And then he would get in there and never pay and then, like, take over, like, all of a sudden take, like, their furniture and put it in his room and just be a nightmare. And just be a nightmare and never, ever pay. Wow. And then refuse to get out because he'd
horrifying.
Be like, I live here just as much as you do. And he knew the law well enough that he could screw with you. So as long as you get mail, like, seriously, listen to me, people. You might have some friend that's like, hey, could you mind if I stay at your place for a little bit? If they start getting mail sent to your place, it'll take 4 months for you to get them to leave. It doesn't even matter if you own the property.
Even
it's
Airbnb,
a nightmare.
You can't let people stay over 30 days if you Airbnb because it's like squatter's rights.
Right. Is exactly. Yeah. Wow. It's very scary. So they kind of get into that and that's the good one. The serial squatter one is good.
If we three ever get into a situation where where a roommate moves in and does that to any of us, I just had an idea of how to deal with it.
How?
We get a padlock and lock them in that room and never let them out until they die.
That's actually good, though.
But
they won't get out.
They can't get out. We lock them in the room and then you go, let's negotiate. You want to take my furniture? Let's go.
What they did to make this guy leave this girl's place is she had a big party because he hated like loud noises. And then she had a big party and they're drinking and smoking pot. And then he's like, he gets all angry and he leaves. And then they took off his doorknob while he was gone. So then he couldn't lock the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a roommate punch a hole in my door to get into my room.
Oh,
my Lord.
And he had a horrible roommate situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I was probably the bad roommate and just like a bitch and entitled and whatever. But I lived with this guy and we were roommates. And he just had to sneak away in the middle of the night because he couldn't deal with me.
Yeah.
And he took all of his furniture and he took my TV. So it was like, I was fine that he was
just
gone.
A platonic roommate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But he was probably so scared of me that he had to. That wasn't even the first time that happened, but he snuck away with all his furniture in the middle of the night. And I was like, oh, cool. So he had my TV. So I left on my message like, hey, it's Brandy. I can't get to my phone right now. And you have my fucking TV. So bring it back to him. And then I on the message was like dying laughing, even though he was like, we hated each other at that point and he was scared. He thought that I was funny because I was like, you need to bring my TV back.
So did he bring it back?
Yeah.
With a chuckle, like he laughed and brought it back?
He was laughing at the message because I was like, everyone's going to hear that. But I didn't care because I was like, yeah, give me the... I mean, he took the silverware. It was like when somebody sneaks out, it's like you're there like high and dry. Like it was like there was no silverware.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff was gone, but I was like, I need the TV. I can last without the silverware.
Girls, love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Dumb Gay Politics. Follow Brandy and Julie. Join their Patreon. What else? That's it.
That's it.
That's it, you guys.
Thank you.
That's it.